Every year, the Library of Congress chooses 25 recordings to preserve forever as part of the National Recording Registry. This year, one of the recordings they've chosen is Hula Medley by the Hawaiian guitarist Gabby Pahinui. It's not the usual slidey Hawaiian guitar of grass skirt tourism ads. Rather, it's a style known as slack key, where the player retunes the strings to play different chords. That technique was introduced to the world by Hula Medley when it was released in 1947. To tell us about it, we'll hear from Gabby Pahinui's son.
Aloha, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Cyril Pahinui. I am the son of Gabby Pahinui.
A music historian.
My name is Jay Junker. I'm an ethnomusicologist at the University of Hawaii at Manoa.
And a musician who performed with Gabby.
My name is Nikki Hines. I have been playing music professionally since I was 11 years old, so that's a good 75 years. I'm going to give you one conk on your head and tell you sit down and pay attention. It's not easy to play a slack key guitar unless you know what it is you're doing, because the strings are not tuned in the ordinary key styling. It's tuned according to the way the person wants it to be tuned, and they derive their own slack key melody that way.
So all the things that my dad does, it's not in the books. You cannot find it nowhere else. Only way you can find it when you listen to the LPs, CDs like that.
I heard that Gabby Pahinui got the name from wearing gabardine pants. The name slack key or kiho'alu actually refers to the slacking or the loosening of the strings to tune them into an open chord. Many of these techniques have evolved over the years and tend to mimic vocal techniques and rhythms that have been used in Hawaiian chant and hula. Prior to the 1940s, slack key was a very closely guarded family secret. It was really a folk tradition that you heard at private parties, at jam sessions. People would not share tunings, people would not share techniques, but once these recordings came out, they're signaling to other musicians, it's okay to go public. Medley, which is being preserved this year, is instrumental, and that makes it somewhat radical in traditional Hawaiian music. You didn't have purely instrumental music.
Well, it actually began with chants, you know, that was to perpetuate our culture, stories of people, places, and things.
Hula is primarily the choreography based on the sounded word.
A hula is a movement of the body. You use your hands to tell the story, and you shake your bottom, or your okole, as we call it. And it just looks very sexual, but it really isn't. It's a movement of the body telling the story of the song.
I started playing guitar when I was about 7, 8 years old. And just learning from pops, what we call the open tunings, or tuning your guitar to a note. For 7 years, I played with Chet Atkins. Chet Atkins told me, Cyril, here in Nashville, we call that open tunings. So I told Chet, well, back home, we call it slack key, kiho'alo. And I showed him a tuning, which I play on open C tuning. He never did heard of this tuning that I play. C, G, E, G, C, E. So that's an open C. Open C tuning. And you don't have to press anything. Just strum it. The guitar is in C.
A I first met Gabby Pahinui about 45 years, almost 50 years ago. He was playing music in the backyard of his house. He could play anything, and he was very open to any kinds of songs. If he didn't know it, he just made it up. It was in him.
Well, I always like to think of Gabby Pahinui as an artist who is larger than life. And in that way, I would compare him to 20th century legends like Louis Armstrong, Jimmy Rogers, Bob Marley, Bill Monroe, Elvis Presley, Mahalia Jackson.
He's the boss. He's everything. He's just like Elvis, or he's just like Chet Atkins. He's the king in Hawaiian music.
We heard from the musician Cyril Pahinui, the singer Nikki Hines, and the ethnomusicologist Jay Junker talking about Hula Medley by the guitarist Gabby Pahinui. It's this 1947 recording that has just been preserved in the National Recording Registry. Our story was produced by Ben Manila. And you can hear all of our stories about works in the National Recording Registry over the last few years, from Carmen Miranda to REM to Mel Brooks. That's at studio360.org.